And I think the last thing we mentioned is the Bir Halacha here. The Bir Halacha explains that that she says the Efshar. Maybe the reason is why these things that we mentioned yesterday in Yud Aleph are Pater from Tzitzis is because is Derech. The only thing that's Chayv and Tzitzis is Derech Levisha v'lo Derech Ha'olah. Only things which you wear, not things that you just put on. So this is not considered, these things that we mentioned in Yud Aleph are, again, before we mentioned things you wear around your head. Yud Aleph, we were talking about things that you just put on. It's not like you're really wearing it. So again, it's very important because he says Efshar. Maybe. And that's going to be very important for other halakhas. In other words, there might be things that we put on ourselves or things are on top of us, but not necessarily, you won't call it that you're wearing it. We're going to say it's Levisha. So again, we're going to see that's going to be important for later. So let's go on to Yud Beis. Malbushim Shemim Mitzrayim Karin Gosh, Gosh. And everybody knows what that is. V'chein Mintigi V'dol Minish. V'kafananish V'pindinish. Right? You all wear that all the time, right? So I don't even have to translate it. Shebetor Garma. Afal Pi Sheish Lamar Baim Knafim. Piturim. So again, all these contraptions, all these things, I shouldn't say contraptions, it's something that people wear. they're all potter from tzitzis. And the Rama says, Hu adin malbushim shel galilos b'nei Ashkenaz v'sfarad, ho il. Now here's the point. So other things that people wear also in other places, even German countries, here it is. Hoel vein haknafim asuim shiyu shnaim lefnehem, shnaim lachareim. Since the corners are not made, and I assume that's the case in all these things that the Machaber mentioned, they have four corners, but they're not made to have, here's a new wrinkle, to something I think we might have mentioned before, but they're not made to have four corners in front and four corners in back. So I don't know if you remember, but all the way back, when we started learning the halachos of tzitzis, so remember we're supposed to have in mind when we put on tzitzis, we're doing a mitzvah. And also this mitzvah causes us or makes us remember all the mitzvahs. And so the idea is that you have tzitzis like whichever way you turn, front, back, left, right, front, back, you're surrounded, right? So therefore, you have to have tzitzis in that position. So let's say you have a garment. Again, I can't imagine what these are. That's four corners, but it's all in front of you. The only, I don't know why, but I remember way back there, somebody was talking about, believe it or not, the example they were giving is a sailor's uniform. A sailor's uniform. But you know, they have that flap. Again, I don't know if that has four corners, but let's say it had, it definitely has two corners, right? That flap that, not officers, but the enlisted guys have, you know, just the regular, not the sailor hat, you know, but this, they have a, you know what I'm talking about, they have a flap that goes, but it's all in back. Doesn't go in front. So let's say if that was the right size, which I don't know if it is, it might be too small, but let's say, and it has four corners, so according to this, in your base, it'd still be putter. Still be putter. Why? There's not two in front and two in back. As you could see, there's a very long Mishnah Brura on this. And in the middle, sort of the Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim says, Yain sha'alachazu rofefes bidei agonim v'lo matzu tam nachon. That the Gaonim didn't find a strong source for this halacha. So therefore, he says, skip the brackets, Al kein yorei shamayim yasa keren achas agula. Best thing in these type of cases, if you have a garment like this, is to make one of the corners round it off. So again, I can't think of anything like this. Again, something that's four-cornered, let's say, but it's all in front or all in back. I can't think of something like that. But I'm sure somewhere in the world they're probably still wearing these things. But the other thing I want to mention is all the way at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, last line of the Mishnah Berurah, again, this is a Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, so he says something interesting. And that is, he says, Dilatsadim, Dilatsadim, Dilafanov, Ulacharov, Nami Nikri, Lafanov, Ulacharov. On the sides, whether in front or in back, on the sides, it's also considered in front or in back. And I think this was the source I think I mentioned years ago. It must have been my first year in yeshiva, or my second, probably my first. So I assume I was learning, I started from the beginning, and I was learning Hilchot Tzitzis. So I remember I had my tzitzis out, but I had them all together. So I remember I went up to Rabbi Kinneret Zecher Tzadik Livracha, just a nifter a few months ago. It happens to be my future mechutan as a nephew of Rabbi Kinneret. So I really feel Rabbi Kinneret had something to do with Kovi Shirach. But anyways, so I remember So Rabbi Kinneret moved my back, put it on the side, right? Like by the hip on both sides. So in other words, you'd say, well, that's not behind and back. So he said that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. In other words, on the sides, like also even the front ones that I'm wearing, I have it like on the side. It's not right in front, right? It's a little off to the side. So that the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Yud Aleph is considered in front and in back. If you put on the sides, again, it doesn't have to be, right? Because Rabbi Kinneret said, that, for the back tzitzis, the back two tzitzis that are all the way in back, it's not nice, you know? As far as I remember, I always remember him wearing a jacket. Rosh Yeshiva, he always wore a jacket or a couple, but during Shir, the Rosh Yeshiva took off his jacket. It was very interesting. Yeah, the Rosh Yeshiva wore a tzitzit.
On the side, like Rabbi
Kinneret
explained it,
the Rosh Yeshiva? I think so. He wore it a lot. Yeah, but. So that's, I still remember Rabbi Kinneret moving my tzitzit, like he said, like this, and he moved my tzitzit. I still remember, that was very had an impact.
He was wearing pajamas. He wasn't feeling well.
Who?
We went to his house.
Yeah.
He
wasn't feeling well.
And he was wearing pajamas, and he was holding his head in his hand. He wasn't feeling well. I don't remember seeing tzitzits hanging out of his pajamas.
Is one? See, when you mention that, obviously, I tell the story. I went to
Rosheinberg,
Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Michael Rus and I, we were learning. I don't remember what we were learning. We went to. We were, asking questions. But we made up that he would ask one and then I'd ask another one. So I tell you the story, right? Kinneret was out on the Mirpeset, has tefillin on. I remember I looked down and I was thinking of the next question. He was completely wrapped in towels, tefillin. And then I looked down and I noticed he was wearing pajamas. So I think I asked somebody, one of them, so because it was summertime.
Oh, I saw Rabbi Kinneret at night, so there's no mitzvah tzitzit.
Yeah, maybe that was. Maybe he was, rest early or something. Okay, so let's go on to Yud Aleph. Dine chutei tzitzis. The halachas of the strands, strings, threads, the strings of the tzitzis. So Machaber says. Chutim, hachutim, the strings of the strands, threads of the tzitzit, sarkshi yu tevuyin lishman. This is very interesting, nobody has an idea, unless you learn halacha or learn gemara, you have no idea what these things are anymore. Like I say, talking about a tanur or a kira, so the an oven that you stoked. What kind of word? Nobody uses that word. You turn on the oven, you turn a knob and push a button, so, you know, something, you know, people don't know how do you fire up an oven anymore. You know, they have no clue, right? They come, you turn it in, and the electricity goes on or the gas goes on. You know, that's, isn't that the way it works? So, again, and when we get to looming, right? Right, they think you're a loon, and forget about it. So, I saw somewhere, some people think it's quaint, and, you know, but no, that's crazy. No, the way they do it now, like, they still do it the same, but the machines go, it's such a rapid, you know, like, it's scary. You know, like, something that would take, I don't know, but now they do, like, in seconds with a machine. It's unbelievable. But one of the things is, you have to find, well, I was watching about this reason also, about flax. Very interesting how they make flax. Gave me an insight into cayenne. You know how you grow it, and you have, it's a lot of work, and it, you know, flax. But the other way is obviously, I don't know, I was thinking about also recently, like, from people don't have linen stuff that much. You don't see, right? But wool. So, well, you got a sheep, maybe a bunch of sheep, depending if Yaakov Avinu was at your house or not, you got a bruch or not, you know, like, depending. Right, and you had to take the sheep and you had to shear them. Right, it was a big deal when you sheared them because that meant you made a certain amount of money. But sheep, you know, like, as somebody pointed out to me, sheep don't take baths and they're, you know, and they don't comb their hair every morning. The whole thing. So, you know, even after you shear them, it's a malacha. Right, you have to clean it. You know, that's malabain, and you have to soak it, and you have to. And then it's all tangled. And then, so we're going to talk about that. That's going to be the next step. But once you get it untangled and it's clean, and it's still wool. So you have to spin it, right? You have to twist it to make it into a thread. Or else it's just material. You know, it's just wool. So that is called tvia. It's when you spin it. A lot of times what they did is they actually did it with their fingers, right? Yeah. So they actually, you know, imagine what kind of job that is. So, somebody told me that's where the name spinster came from. That women used to, they used to spin, you know? You had to spin in some way. So I think they had some fancier way with a weight, you know, but that was more fancy. But a lot of times you just literally, you spun it. So again, so you have these strands of wool, and you have to, you clean it, and then you have to spin it. Now, there's a step before that. Now, remember, I said that this wool is like tangled and matted and all. So, look at the Ramah, V'yesh machmir, Mishamar machmir, afilu l'naftsan l'shman. Some say that you also have to do niputz. Niputz means to comb it. Lishman, I didn't explain that before. Lishman means lishma. In other words, for the sake of the mitzvah. So the first step was chodim shrikim shiyu tvuin lishman. So the Mechaber says that the spinning, right? You got the material, you clean it and everything. You have to spin it with the intent, well, we'll see. You have to say it, or is it that these are going to be tzitzis strings, right? Threads, they'll be made into, and you have to have that intent. That's lishma. That's what lishma means. Now, obviously, we have this in a lot of things. Let's say by tefillin and mezuzos, and you know, you have to before you do a mitzvah, you have to have in mind you're doing it lishma. Like sometimes you have to make a bracha, but let's say here there's no bracha, right? By curing hides for parchment for tefillin or for the boxes for the batim, right? There's no bracha you make. So you have to have intent that you're doing it lishma, right? For the sake of a mitzvah. So now the Ramah says some are machmir. It also has to be combed. Now, literally, I remember somebody showed me once, they had a thing, it's like little metal, it's a comb, but it's more like a brush, and it has a lot of metal combs. And they showed me once that they use it for their dog. It had a type of dog that, you know, you had to comb.
Shaggy, or whatever.
But anyways, those combs, I remember, somebody also showed me that the same combs, you take two of them, you put wool in between it, and you comb the wool. Now, this is before you spin it. Spin it, but you want it, obviously, you have to comb it because you have to get the matting. Like I said, you know, sheep, you know, they don't take baths every day. They don't brush their hair, comb their fur every day. You know, it's matted and it's dirty and it's all sort, right? So before you make it into something, you have to process it, besides taking shearing it off the sheep, right? So a later step is spinning it. But one of the steps before that is I have to comb it, right? I have to take the wool and I comb it, so I get all the knots out, I get all the maybe junk out of it, and I make it like straight and supple so that I could spin it. Right? So this is what the Rambam says, that some are machmir, that you have to do the comb, not just the spinning, the combing. The combing out of the wool, you have to do lishma. What? Right.
You don't have to do it.
Oh, well, I didn't finish. The minog, see, let's keep on going on the Ramah. The minog lahaka benipus. And the minog is to be lenient when it comes to the combing. Now, the spinning, right, you have to do lishma. But the Ramah says, but some people are machmer that they also comb the wool lishma, step prior. But the Ramah says the custom is to be lenient. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishnah Berurah Gimel, brings them from the Maharal Miprag and others, that Sheiskim Tilechachila Yesh Lahachmir Lenafes Lishma. The Lechachila, it's best to do even the Niputz Lishma. Now remember, it wasn't that long ago. Now I think it's more common. You could find tzitzis that the niputz is lishma, menufatz lishma. But I remember just a few years ago, that used to be Chuster tzitzis did niputz lishma, but not so many other companies. Now, I think Mishkan Tcheles does it, you know, it's more common. But again, it's a good change that can, even though the Ramah says you could be lenient, that you could take a later step, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That says, when it says Gedilim Tasalacha, it's from the spinning and on, because that's the main thing of making a strand. But still, he brings down from the Maral Nipos Lishma, and that's what we try to get, is if you can. Right? Now you can understand, sometimes when you buy tzitzis, and it might say Menupas Lishma or Nipos Lishma. So that's what it means. In other words, when they manufactured the strings, so it's not only they spun the strings, the wool, with intent for the mitzvah tzitzis, but even the combing, when they combed it further back, they also did it lishma. And that's what you now know, something you might see on a package or on tzitzis that says menupas lishma. So then you know that's what it's going like this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll stop here for today.